This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Gregory's in Metairie. Hey, Gregory. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, man. It's nice to hear. I can't believe it's 5 years since your last anniversary.
It's hard to believe, yeah, that 50th anniversary party was 5 years ago.
Congratulations, my old friend.
Thank you.
That was a great party. I think you need another one. Wait, we got to wait another 5 years for your 60th anniversary?
No, I'm in the process of working on an 80s party, another 80s party, and I hope it happens this summer, so we'll talk about that.
I would be there. I had so much fun at that party. I never got to tell you and to thank you, but I got to talk to you and Ian a lot that night, and that was really nice.
Well, thank you for being there, too.
Nobody could have been nicer than you and Ian. Okay, I think Donald Trump sounds juvenile sometimes because he's talking to a dumbed-down media. And I think, he says some things that are really, you know, even get me. I have to throw my earbuds out of my head sometimes. But look what he's dealing with. I mean, come on.
Well, is it a dumbed-down media, or is he really talking to a dumbed-down America?
Well, you know, you have a point there, Scoot, and I'm not going to argue that. I'm really not going to argue that. But I guess you know where my feelings lie. I think the guy's trying to do the best job he can, given what he's got. And I don't think he takes a lot of BS, you know? And I kind of like the way he manhandles the media sometimes, because they ask the most ridiculous questions. Come on, Scoot.
No, I agree. I know. I often call out the media for asking stupid questions, and it's not only news journalists, it's sports reporters as well.
He had the president, the prime minister of South Africa, in the Oval Office, and this guy's denying all this stuff about what they're doing to white Afrikaners. And he pulled out a monitor, and the president was speechless. You know, they are really murdering and taking people's property away. You know, and President Trump decides to let, you know, the first 47 or 49 people into the country, and the Democrats are, because they're white. It has nothing to do with whites, but saving lives. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, the president seems to be very picky about what lives he cares about. He doesn't seem to care about all lives.
I disagree with you there.
We can disagree. You know, Gregory, I understand the point about the media, and I don't always defend the media, but the president is juvenile, and he's not adding. I still respect the office of the presidency, but he's not.
I said that. I agreed that he comes out juvenile. I respect your opinions always. Why do you think I've been listening to you for 55 years? Well, even though I was in San Diego, I couldn't listen to you too much, but.
I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Just before we let you go, Gregory, I just wanted to kind of push back a little bit on this idea that Trump is, you know, the being very generous about the asylum and the refugee policy. I mean, that's what the asylum process has always been for, was for people whose lives were in danger, who, you know, and whether that's people in South Africa or whether that's people in Venezuela or Mexico. there's always been a system in this country where you're allowed to come here and apply for that process and be moved here to protect your life and property.
But Ian, to counter your point, a lot of the people flooding across that border for four years, they were fake asylum seekers. They were just looking for a better way of life. They weren't in any danger.
Even if that were true, why did we stop taking asylum seekers from any place except South Africa?
I can't argue with you on that one, Ian. I respect you too much. I call you Ian Hoax, but it's only because you're a young little kid and you're from Colorado.
Gregory's mind.
All right.
Hey, Gregory.
Listen, love all around to all of you guys.
All right. The discussion.
You guys have met me in person. I'm a nice guy.
The discussion
is
great.
I'm all attractive, and single.
The discussion
ready
is great.
Mingle.
I appreciate the call. The discussion is great. But, it really is interesting that the color of one's skin seems to have a lot to do with whether you get it in this country. And the optics of this are not good, but the current president doesn't seem to care about that. And, there's a lot of details behind the scenes. I get it, but there's a lot of details behind all of the scenes. And the fact that so many people were faking trying to get into this country, Border Patrol should be able to keep them out. And what Biden did is unconscionable. He just ignored the border. He didn't do anything about it. And obviously, there was more that could have been done, because as soon as President Trump takes over, something's done about the border and things have changed. And I applaud President Trump for that. And I criticize Joe Biden for that. Please hear what I'm actually saying. And so the reality is that MAGA people don't care about brown people trying to come into this country, but they'll let white people in without a problem. There are illegal immigrants everywhere. There are illegal immigrants everywhere. When I lived in Philadelphia, man, I knew Irish illegal immigrants, and sometimes they would have to hide because, they're working in bars and they're working in restaurants, and they're trying to hide because they're in this country illegally. But nothing is said of that. There's not a big deal about that. The big deal is about the brown people. And I realize that collectively, a lot of people cheated to try to get into this country. That's not right. But that doesn't mean that there aren't some legitimate people that the current president didn't seem to even care about.
It's like if some people are cheating the system, in my view, the answer is to not turn off the system completely, which is part of what Trump did when he, quote unquote, fixed the border, which, I'm in agreement with you. It's always been an embarrassment. There's no disputing that the numbers are what they are now, and we should all be celebrating that. Part of what made that possible is that we just said we're no longer going to accept any other refugees. We're just not going to do that anymore, except for these people from way over here who just happen to be white. Yeah. And happens to just be from the country that Elon Musk was born in. I don't know if there's a link there or not, but it's indisputable that there are lots and lots of refugees and asylum seekers from all over the world that are in a worse situation than these white South African farmers, and they are not being invited to the United States.
Well, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.